Dave, on the subject of heating things, not quite microwaves, but it is down to radiation in one respect. Here's a question for you.
Hi, Naked Scientist. This is Paul from Woldingham in Surrey. My question concerns the Earth and its surface temperature. When you consider the enormous amount of heat below the Earth's crust, and in particular, how relatively thin the crust is in comparison to the mantle and core, why isn't the Earth's surface so much warmer? What is it about that crust that dissipates the heat so rapidly? And I guess taking it to its extremes, what crust thickness would you need around the sun to safely walk on its surface? Thanks for a great show.
The interesting thing about this question is it doesn't particularly matter what the crust is made out of. What's really important is how much power is coming out of the Earth every second, because the Earth is essentially a body sitting in a vacuum, and there's an equation which relates the temperature of that body to the amount of power it can lose per square metre. And the Earth is losing actually only about 0.1 watts per square metre from geothermal sources over the whole of the surface. And this means that if it was just sitting in the middle of space with no sun anywhere near it, you can work out the temperature it should be, and it should be at about minus 239 degrees centigrade.
But it's not.
But it's not. That's because the sun's shining on it and heating it up all the time. Now, you also asked how big the sun would have to be, how thick a layer of crust you'd have to be over the sun in order to get it down to a temperature we could walk on. I use the same equations. I said that you probably walk on something at about 60 degrees centigrade. It might hurt.
But ouch!
But it's just about possible. And something at about 60 degrees centigrade can lose about 664 watts per square metre. In one direction. And if you work out the size the sun would have to be losing heat at about that rate, it's about 213 million kilometres radius.
Oh, well, that's way bigger than the sun is at the moment. I mean, well beyond the orbit of us.
Yes, so the sun would have to be enormous. And actually, it doesn't matter what insulation you put in there. If you leave the sun for long enough, it will be pumping out that heat all the time. That will get to the surface. In fact, if you insulated the sun, it would probably actually, because it's getting hotter in the centre, increase the rate of reaction, and actually get even hotter, increase the power release. So it would actually probably be even hotter and need to be even bigger. So, yes, rather implausible, I think.
In Star Trek, they talk about, is it a Dyson sphere, where people create a structure around a star in order to capture all of the energy coming out of the star and then do various nefarious, or maybe not things, with it? But that would mean you'd basically end up having to contain something that would be 200 million kilometres across then, if you allowed it to expand. You'd need something huge.
Yes, this was, I think, invented by Freeman Dyson, who was looking at, if you took the kind of limit of technology and you were staying in one solar system, what would you do to it? How could you extract all the energy out of a star? And therefore, if you want to collect all that heat, you then have to get rid of it at a sensible temperature. So you need something out at about the orbit of Mars. You have to build a sphere about the orbit of Mars. And then that would be radiating out, and it would be absolutely immense and incredible technology to be able to do it.
And I wonder how much material you would need to make a sphere as big as that in the first place.
Immense amounts, and just the physical strength of a hollow sphere that size is, I think, completely implausible.
At the moment. Thanks, Dave.
Leave it a few million years.
Had a bit of chat going on in Second Life. Hello to all of you. They're wondering, why does earwax taste so terrible? And they're also speculating how many calories there are in it. There must be a few prodigious ear picker and eaters in there.